From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Lucia's foreign minister blames the US for unleashing social hardship. No major policy changes expected as Cuba's Communist Party holds Congress. And residents of Salem in Montserrat say why they're taking their chances. I'm Moya Thomas, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucia's Foreign Minister George Odlum has suggested that the United States is responsible for the recent unleashing of acute social hardship in the region. According to Mr. Odlum, the U.S. has dealt a double blow to the Caribbean through initiating action against the banana regime and tougher immigration laws.
We are getting heavy body blows from the U.S., not only in the sense that our revenues are cut down by the WTO ruling, but also from the fact that we are receiving highly trained criminals back in St. Lucia now and the other Caribbean islands being deported by the United States. And these two things together make for a very serious social problem.
Mr. Odlum said the Caribbean community, both within and outside of the United States, needs to make the U.S. aware of the impact of its immigration laws.
When the Prime Minister and myself met with the leaders of St. Lucian associations, we had a dinner with them, and I tried my best to sensitize them on the fact that we have to mobilize the people.